B-Pod Studios.
It is 3 o'clock on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 3 o'clock hour, brought to us by Corbelli's Bakery and Deli, world-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. John Clark, live from New Orleans, will join us. He's always digging for an interesting story connected with the Philadelphia fan base. I'm sure they're down there by now. So we'll touch base with John Clark at 3:30. Brian Westbrook, of course, will join us during the 4 o'clock hour to provide his expertise here. And as I mentioned earlier, we're being seen from all over places. And I don't know how they're doing it. But I just got an email from a guy who's watching us from Lurgan, Ireland.
What?
Hi, Mike. Love the show. Currently watching here in Ireland.
Top of the morning to you.
There you go. Durgan McAlinden.
Durgan.
Yeah. Dermot. I'm sorry. Dermot McLinden.
Oh.
It's 8 o'clock.
From Lurgan, Ireland.
It's a strong Irish name.
It is.
Yeah.
And he said, can you give a big shout out to my friends in Philly, the Dooley family? Hello, Dooley family from Dermot.
The Dooley family in Philly? There's like 65 of them in the Northeast.
They are.
And Delco.
Whoever knows Dermot McLinden. That's who we're speaking to right now. All right, let's go. But before we start this, I throw something. I was reading this story, this speculation by some basketball blog. Would you trade Tyrone Ben Simmons for Anthony Davis?
Yeah, that came up during Sixers Outsiders halftime live.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, that question. I probably would not, but I couldn't just hang up the phone on him. I would have to think about it. Because then Fultz comes back. His shoulder would miraculously be healed in that scenario. Mm-hmm. And then it's Fultz, JJ. Yeah, that's... Whew. And then you got Davis and Embiid. Yeah. I would think about it, but I'll probably end up saying no. I still believe Ben Simmons has the upside to be the possibly the best player
in
the league.
I'm intrigued as to how many people would make that deal.
You can't
Ben
not
Simmons
think
for
about
Anthony
it.
Davis. There are a lot of people out there that don't think the Sixers can be transformed into a winner with Ben Simmons playing the way he plays. That you'd have to go more conventional. I'm not one of them. I wouldn't make the deal.
Yeah,
but I would. I know a lot of people would make that kind of a deal.
I agree with you. I would end up not pulling the trigger. Butler. But it would be. But the defense. See, you play great defense now, though, because Davis, Butler, and Embiid is great defense. But Simmons, Butler, and Embiid is great defense in a playoff series, I think. So I couldn't just hang up the phone and say no. But I would say, let me get back to you. I would end up saying no, though.
Would, well,
I'd be like, well, can I call you back? I'll have to think about it.
Well, I'll ask you to think about it now.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You're saying no.
I'm saying no.
Okay.
Zach Lowe wrote something about it. I'm still a talent guy. I know you're a big talent guy. I'm talent over fit. Mm-hmm. And if you give me the 5 most talented guys, they'll figure it out.
You think Anthony Davis is more talented than Ben Simmons?
No, I think Ben Simmons will end up being more talented. Okay. Right? But today, Davis is a better player. Okay. Today.
All right. Here's the other thing. And this has been tossed around throughout the station and the shows. Would you, if the gods of sports came down and said, Tyrone, Natalie, you could either have a win Sunday against the Saints. Now, that's just not a win over the Saints. It's a win over the Saints, and it's the next game against a team that you can handle. So what it might mean is appearance in the Super Bowl. So a win Sunday over the Saints or the signing of Harper or Machado. You can only have one of them. What would you take?
Gotta go with my first instinct. I'm going signing of Harper or Machado.
Ah.
Oh, you are?
In that scenario. Only because it's not a guarantee if you beat the Saints that you're automatically going to win the Super Bowl. Although, I think they're going, but it's not a lock. If this was the Super Bowl or them, so a divisional series, you know, a divisional series playoff win versus a Hall of Fame player for 10 years, I'm going Hall of Fame player.
Stretch that question out to say the Eagles, the sports gods will give you 3 more victories or Machado or Harper.
I'm going to the Super Bowl.
You're taking another Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Rather than Machado or Harper? No,
It was so good last year. I just want another one.
I would probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
But the question as posed, I would also go with the baseball player.
Yeah, with the
you're getting a guy who's going to be a star for you for the next 10 years, as opposed to the possibility that after this win, you could possibly win two more games.
Why can't we have it all?
Well, you may have it all, but in this case, one's a given.
Correct.
Or you could get none. In that scenario, you're going to get something. We could. The Eagles could very well win, and they could sign Harper this weekend, and you get them both, but it's not a given yet.
Correct. Alan in Levittown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alan.
Hey, Mike. How are you, Mike?
What's going on, Alan?
I was just listening to you, and I think I would, as much as I'm a diehard Eagles fan, I think I would have to take Machado and Harper in order to see the Eagles not win this year.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Machado and Harper. It'd be
I know. It would be either one, but...
You're changing the landscape here, bro.
Yeah, I know I am. But I really don't see, you know, I was hearing you talk, you know, a couple weeks ago about why can't we just, we got all this money, why can't we score one of them? And it just seems like I don't think either of them are going to come. I'd rather see Machado, but I just don't see him coming to Philadelphia.
Why not?
I just really see him going to New York.
That's out now. They don't need him in New York. The Yankees.
Oh, I know they signed a third baseman or they signed
Troy Tulowitzki and DJ LeMahieu. Signed two infielders.
So then there's a good possibility we could still get him.
Yes, and they tried to assure that by hiring the infield instructor that tutored him in the Baltimore Orioles system.
Now, didn't his cousin go to the White Sox or something like that?
His brother-in-law.
Oh, his brother-in-law
went
to the White Sox.
Yes.
And that was another team it's in bid for him too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a 50-50. We don't know yet. But that's not the reason why I was calling, but I thought I liked what you guys had said about that. And I was actually calling. I called when we lost to Dallas, and I was pretty upset with the way the whole team was playing and Carson Wentz. And,
yep.
Here to come to find out Carson Wentz had some, you know, the kind of back injury. And ever since Foles took over the team, they did do a 180.
Correct.
They really have. And now my question to you is, I really believe we can beat the Saints, but I really think we're going to need Sproles, and I think we're going to need Aguilar to make that happen.
I think that you're right on both accounts, bro.
And as far as defense is concerned, I mean, our cornerbacks, you know what they are right now. But, I mean, we have to get that tackling, which we've been doing in the last couple weeks. You know, we've been getting them tackles. We've been getting the people down. But as far, that's our weak point. But what do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be like 31-30.
Wow, you really think it's going to be that high?
Yeah, it has to be that high. I think it has to be that high. I don't know that you can realistically expect the Eagles are going to hold the Saints in the low 20s. I'm just not seeing that. Not at that place. I think the Eagles are going to have to get a couple of short fields to score off of.
You're probably right. Now, Les Bowen just tweeted out that judging from practice, he believes that one Mike Wallace will make a return at least in a limited role this weekend. Could he catch two passes?
That's your boy. You love him.
You said outside receiver, he's fast. If he's one-on-one on Eli Apple, could he catch two passes that might make a difference in a game? I'm not talking about 10, two.
Sure he could.
Because they think he's going to play, and it appears Sidney Jones is going to play as well. I don't know if I would let him touch the field, though. I like the corners playing more than him. I would have him there dressed for an emergency only. I don't think I want to put him even over LeBlanc. But he's probably going to dress as well, it looks like. So there's that. That does anything for you.
Yes, by the way, that guy just called from Levittown. This was on my mind because I read the story last week, which you probably know the history of Levittown. All right, now Levittown was a housing kind of development that was built by this guy, Sam Levitt. He did two of them. He did one in Lower Bucks County, which he called Levittown, and there was another one in Long Island, I think. Something like that, but it had these, it was designed like to have these circles and stuff like that. However, Levitt was a bigot and he wouldn't sell to any black families. So this one black family moved in, somehow got moved into the neighborhood, and there was all kinds of unrest and riots and stuff from white people. And this attorney, this white attorney, represented the family, and he just died. He was 99.
Wow.
He was like this legendary Lower Bucks County attorney.
His
name was Samuel Snipes. So he just passed away. I just wanted to make note of that because the guy called from Levittown.
That's pretty cool.
It's like the history of that whole area.
No, thanks for that, Mike.
Yeah.
And also, I'm a little disturbed that it's still called Levittown.
Yeah,
I wasn't until you just told me that story.
Yeah, well, we're aware of the Levittown up in Long Island, though, right?
Yes,
like,
I know.
I think that was his first development that came down here.
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know all. I did not know the whole story until you just told
that's
it.
That's the story. I forget what else happened there. There were actual riots, I remember. Now, I wasn't alive, but I remember the story. Jack in San Francisco. Jack, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jack.
How you guys doing?
What's going on, Jack?
Hey, so just a couple reasons why I'm feeling pretty confident about this weekend. The first is, I haven't seen the injury report for today, but as of yesterday, the Saints offensive line is really, really banged up. Backups, the left tackle, I don't even know if he's going to be able to play. I think if you look at their numbers the last few days, last few games of the year, yeah, they had some road games, but their offensive line is getting hurt at the exact wrong time, and obviously that plays into our strength on the D-line. And secondly, the Eagles' offensive line, maybe outside of Indianapolis, I think is the best offensive line in the playoffs remaining. And yeah, the Saints have the good run defense numbers, but I think it's kind of similar to our defense last year where I think we finished number one against the run, but a lot of that was teams playing from behind against us, abandoning the run early. I think the Eagles will be able to, you know, at least keep them honest on the ground. And
I hope you're right. Who is iffy to play on the Saints offensive line?
There's their starting left tackle, the backup left tackle, two of the guards. There's five guys on the injury report.
Wait, Armstead is on the injury report?
Yep, yeah, pectoral muscles.
And what is he listed as? Probable or doubtful?
No, well, they haven't done that for today, but yesterday all five were limited participants.
Oh, okay. So limited participants means they're going to play.
No. I fully expect them to play, but I was, reading the Saints message boards and going through trying to get a feel for the concern. And, the one guy got hurt in week 17. The other guy, they hoped the bye week would give him time to come back. And, it's just four guys potentially, if they play, won't be at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just think you see a Chris Long coming off the outside, forced fumble, something like that, maybe turn the game. But, yeah, if these guys are not, 75% or less, I mean, that's going to be a big issue for them. And I think that that's been potentially one of the causes of Breeze's numbers sort of falling off a cliff the last five or six games of the year.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. I hope that hurts the Saints.
Yep.
But, they've also had 2 weeks to rest up a little bit, so.
No, totally. But I'll be interested to see, when they actually do the designation today, what those five guys are listed at, because yesterday they were,
Yeah, we'll keep our eye out for that. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Jack. Let's go to Rich in Shenandoah. Rich, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Rich.
Mike, I told him to say Flin Flon, that I'm calling from Flin Flon.
Flin Flon, Manitoba?
Yeah,
sure. Home of one Robert Earl Clark.
Why are we wasting all this airtime on history and baseball when we have the biggest game of the year on Sunday?
We wasted exactly 45 seconds on it.
Yeah, so, how many for that long?
Yeah, come on, Mike. Rich. Give me a break.
I know. You were about Sproles. You were right last week how Chicago is going to be ready and shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get them loose against the Saints? They're probably going to be just as ready, if not more, being they know them, right?
Yeah.
But we got to get him free somehow. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do.
And then with Elliott, too, another point. He's got to kick that ball out of the end zone because we do not want Mr. Breeze starting from the 35 or the 40-yard line.
True.
You
got it all down, Rich. I can't question your knowledge and your analysis of this game.
And another thing, they beat me to the punch. That guy that was going to jail from upstate, and they asked him, does he have anything to say?
Mm-hmm.
He said, go Eagles. I went up last night, and I bailed him out, so he's out for the game on Sunday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good.
If the station wants to throw me a couple bucks to help out, it was like $500.
All right, buddy.
I would say no.
You got it, pal.
And Mike, Google Eagle Rock Golf. I want you to check that course out. They're going to have you up this spring.
What is it again?
It's called Eagle Rock. It's a private resort up here by Hazleton.
Eagle Rock. All right.
Your buddy Marcus Haynes has a lot there also. He comes up and plays, but I don't talk to him.
Marcus Hayes?
Yep, and Phil Clement has a lot there also, but none of them built on there yet. But the course is absolutely beautiful, Mike. You'll love it.
Okay, all right. Invite me up. I'll come and play Eagle Rock, whatever it's called. By the way, this Levitt guy, I'm being told an idea. I did remember this. He also built Wellingborough, New Jersey.
Well, he's rolling over in his grave now.
Well, I don't know what happened, but I think he saw the light somehow. Integration came like really quickly after that whole thing.
Okay.
And Wellingborough was never segregated, as far as I remember.
No, it wasn't. That's where my dad.
I don't know the history of this guy. I know that that episode happened in Levittown because it was a big deal. And this attorney who represented the black family passed away recently, and I read the story. Dave in Holland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike, I'm telling you, this is year two. You're making watching the Eagles so fantastic. Love listening to you guys debate about every week's game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really feeling it again, just like last year. There's something special about this team. Not just the quarterback, but the team. Everyone's just peaking at the right time. And this is like our time of the year. And you keep saying that, you know, offensive line, defensive, everybody's just chipping in at the right time. People are coming back healthy.
That's amazing. It's really amazing how it's bonded so well. That's the thing that's amazing to me. That's why I'm convinced that this is going to be a nail-biter game.
Oh, it might go to overtime. This is going to go right down to the wire, and there's no one I would want more on my team quarterbacking it than Nick Foles at this time of the year with what he's done in the last 8 or 9 games. Like, this guy's clutch.
There you go.
I mean, you can feel it, you can believe it, you can see it. It's happening all over again.
You know, I hope he can carry it. I really am, because, you know, the three branches might depend on him winning this game.
That is so true, brother. And I'm telling you, the one thing it's hurt now, it is the whole team. And we know we're shining the light on Nick. But, boy, the guys that didn't play last year, you can mm-hmm. see the hunger in their eyes.
Yeah.
The Sproles. You know, all these guys that didn't play last year, they want it. They want it. They're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough hungry guys to carry us the rest of the way.
Yeah, I hope you're right, brother. I feel good about it too. I think they're a legitimately good team. That's why I'm not last week I was a little more nervous for the Bears. That they showed me they're a legitimately good team against the Bears.
We just beat the number one defense.
Exactly.
There's nothing else that we should be worried about. There's nothing else.
Well, you should be worried a little bit about the New Orleans Saints and the way they play down there and the fact that Breeze is a Hall of Fame quarterback. A little bit of a worry. Just a tiny bit. You know, just a little bit. Dave in Audubon, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dave.
Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's going on, Dave?
Congrats on going international.
Yeah, how about that, man? We're being seen in Ireland. I don't know how that happens, but we are.
By the way, I like the visor. All you got to do is throw a play sheet in front of your mouth. They might stick you on the sideline.
Yeah, I hear you.
First of all, Eli Apple. I agree we have to go down the field and especially attack his side. And I remember seeing him. He was like a top five coming out of high school. And I remember taking a little pride in that because he's from my neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you do have to attack down the field, especially towards his side.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, I know they're number two against the run, but one of your previous callers said something that was interesting to me, that most of the teams that they played this year were behind and were forced to throw. And now, I'm not saying that factors in, but you said you might not see. Now, I'm not saying you will see Josh Adams, but if I was, I think I would play Adams.
Yeah, I can tell you that they're probably not. Now, why would you play him?
Well, because when you're going up against the number two defense mm-hmm. against the rush,
yep.
you got Sproles and Smallwood.
Yeah.
They
survived with those two last week, didn't they?
They did. But you got to go with a little something of power. I mean, just to switch it up.
See, coaches don't look at it like you look at it. coaches look like, can I trust Josh Adams not to fumble? And they obviously
one time.
Well, I'm just telling you what the perception is. They don't want to put a young guy into the cauldron of a playoff pressure like that and risk that he puts the ball on the carpet. They're just not comfortable with it. And when coaches aren't comfortable, they're going to go with what's most reliable to them.
Well, there's only one way you're going to learn, and that's experience.
No, Dave, you can't be experimenting in a game like this. If you don't trust the guy, you cringe every time you give him the ball. Right? That's trust. That's what a coach goes through. He goes through that kind of angst. All right, we'll take a break. On the other side, live from New Orleans, the man, the legend, hanging out probably on Bourbon Street. John Clark joins us after this on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
3:30, Mike Bisignelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll get a Twitter poll update in just a few minutes, but right now we got to go to the Bayou. My man's been there since, I guess, yesterday. I saw his report yesterday, and Thursday morning he arrived and immediately hit the streets. John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia, live from New Orleans on the Comcast Business Hotline. Johnny, are the Eagle fans infiltrating yet?
I've seen some. There were some on my plane, and of course, took a little walk up Bourbon Street last night and saw a few Eagles fans up there starting to throw the beads around.
Be thrown already, huh?
Yeah, let me tell you something. It was a little like South Philly. You know how the only city, part of a city in the country where they throw up the sneakers on the wires,
right?
And here they're throwing beads. Like South Philly style.
Yes.
Up on the wires over the street.
Yes, the beads are big in New Orleans. So give me a feel for what's going on down there as far as the fans down there. Are they afraid to face the Eagles, or is this just a matter of fact and they trust old Mr. Breeze?
I got to tell you, the feeling that I get from the Saints fans around here is they feel it's all set up for Drew Breeze, like his last best shot to win another Super Bowl. They got home field advantage throughout. They're like the best red zone team at home in the NFL. And I feel like this is their year is the vibe that I'm getting from Saints fans. But you know what's weird down here? This would never happen in Philly where, you go around Bourbon Street, you go around the French Quarter, and a lot of the bars there, they've got the Saints logo up in the bars, but they've also got the Eagles logo and the Super Bowl champions logo with the Eagles. So where else would a city welcome the other fans? I know they're trying to get the Eagles fans to buy alcohol, but where else would a city welcome opposing fans like that?
It's a hospitality city, but also I think that it's telling that they think they're just going to stomp this team and they don't care. That's what I think it is. Right. All right, so what stories do you crank up when you get down? Because the team's not down there yet, so what kind of stories are you focusing on?
Well, we're getting all the reaction from the Eagles players in the locker room, and I got to tell you, I mean, the Eagles, I think they've got a great attitude going into this because, I go back to those Andy Reid years where they had those NFC title games at home, and there was so much pressure on those teams to win. You look at last year, yeah, they were the number one seed, but because they lost Carson Wentz, a lot of people didn't believe in the Eagles, so they had that, no pressure, underdog mentality, and they've got that again, and that really works for them because they absolutely feel no pressure. The guys have said they feel like they're playing with house money, and this team, when they're able to do that and let their personalities out, you've seen they play their best football, and they're doing it again.
Is the team down there now?
No, they're coming.
Oh, they're
down
not. Okay.
Farm.
All right. So, what is the schedule for them at this point? Do we know? Do they have any free time in New Orleans, which is always bad?
Usually what they do is they'll get to the team hotel on the road around 4 o'clock, and then they've got some meetings, they've got some things to do. They'll grab some dinner. I got to tell you, the guys in Chicago, for the most part, were hunkered down in their hotel. They're kind of into that, business trip mode now. But yeah, they'll get a little dinner, and then they'll chill out with each other, bond a little bit, and then next day, you know, they have a little bit of time to wait around, but it's game day. So
they will not roam. They will not roam the streets. In other words,
no, they will not. They're on. They got a curfew. You know, they do a good job of making sure they don't get out like that.
What are the people saying, and what was your reaction to the stunt? Not the stunt, but the show that Sean Payton put on with the NFC, the championship trophy and the money.
Well, you know, hey, Sean Payton did this before the last time they won a Super Bowl. And, you know, hey, I don't mind it. I think it's pretty cool. And I think when players see a couple hundred grand straight cash sitting there in front of you, they kind of visualize, wow. You know, we can get an extra couple hundred grand, but that Lombardi trophy and that ring sitting there next to it, I think that's good motivation. I think the Saints are set up here to win this game. It's gonna take another big upset by the Eagles because, you know, they're in their dome. You've seen the statistic. Drew Brees, Sean Payton have never lost a home playoff game here in New Orleans. So they're set up to win. We'll just see if the Eagles, I think it's up to the Eagles defense here, because I think the Birds offense will be able to score some points, but I think it's up to the Eagles defense to try to slow down the Saints offense.
Are you feeling the Eagles? Or are you still a little ambivalent?
I'm not there yet, because look, you know, you saw the job the Eagles defense has been able to do over the last 5-6 weeks. They've been able to stop the run, but you're facing a quarterback now. It's not Mitch Trubisky. And the key to me is I believe the Saints are going to move the ball, but the Eagles, best red zone defense in the NFL this year, but you're facing a Saints offense last time that was 4 of 5 on you in the red zone, and they're the best red zone offense at home in the NFL. They score touchdowns like 79% of the time. So I know this Eagles team is completely different now. The secondary grew up. They were down their top 5 cornerbacks by the end of the game last time here, and they're playing as well or better than the Saints since that game. So I think it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so the last question is, did you put a curfew on yourself last night and maybe tonight before they get down there? Or are you, you know, doing some John Clark type of partying situations?
I'm pacing myself. I'm pacing myself because, you know, I'm getting up there a little bit, and you got to get ready for game day. We're out for a nice dinner in the French Quarter, but we walked up and down Bourbon Street with our crew. But, you know, went in and caught a band. You know, the live music's great, but then headed back to the hotel. Got to get some good sleep.
Oh, that's good, man. You're taking your job seriously. Are you taking that camera down there as you're walking the streets, or are you just laying low? Is the camera on?
Took a couple pictures. I mean, there's actually an Eagles bar down here, and they've got the Eagles logo up. It's called The Swamp. Or Swamp.
Uh-huh.
And if Eagles fans are heading down here, hit up The Swamp because they're welcoming you, they're ready for you, and great live music down here.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a sandwich place that you should try. In fact, you should go right now.
All right.
It's called Cochon.
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 All right.
One of the great sandwich places you'll ever find in New Orleans.
I'm down. I know you know the good food on the road.
It is. Koshan, it's on Chichapoulos Street. Chichapoulos.
Oh, it's near Poitras.
Yeah, it is, actually.
All right.
Yeah, Koshan. Check it out. Grab a quick lunch.
I'm there.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you.
Good talking.
There he is, John Clark, live from New Orleans.
Is that where you sent me in New Orleans? You sent
me
somewhere.
Did you go to
Cochon? Yeah, you sent me to go get a sandwich somewhere. And I went.
I probably would have sent you to Cochon Butcher.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
For the muffalata?
No. I sent you to the near Cafe Olay.
Yes.
Where I sent you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was... No, this is different. You kind of have to walk to find this place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Imperial Market or something I sent you for the... forget what it was. All right, back to the phones with Brian in Norristown. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Mike?
What's up, Brian?
First of all, long time I haven't spoke to you. I've listened to you for over many, many years, including you and Steve.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, in regards to the Eagles, which I think will win Sunday. Now, if you Eagles go to the Super Bowl and win, next football season, who are you starting for quarterback?
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you haven't been paying attention to the three branches of Mike. You know that answer would already be false. You know it would be.
I kind of agree with you, which means you have to trade Wentz.
Yes. Well, that's the second branch of Mike. You Rumor falls, you trade Wentz, and then you got time to get another franchise quarterback.
Now, I tried to call yesterday when you said it was a violation for guys who never seen The Godfather.
Yep, total.
Well, I must have broke every violation because I never saw none of them. Or The Sopranos.
The Sopranos I could see. How is it possible that you missed The Godfather?
Well, I'm 51 years old.
Uh-huh.
I work two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Majority of my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that still a violation?
Yeah, it's still a violation. You know what? You don't have three spare hours to watch television?
Huh?
You don't have three spare hours to watch television?
Well, I used to work 20 hours a day and only sleep for 3.5 to 4.
20 hours a day? Come
on. That's not true!
Come on, man. That's an embellishment.
I used to work 20 hours a day.
Really?
Yes. And right now I work 7 days a week.
7 days a week, 20 hours a day you worked?
No. That was back in the day 12 years ago.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to get this. 20 hours a day for how many days?
I did that 5 days a week.
Like, that's insanity, dude. How did you do that?
I owned three homes, and I had four cars. Yeah, it was a lot.
Here's the bottom line, Brian. You got some time now in your life, right?
What's that?
You got some time now in your life?
Now I got time, yeah.
All right, well, then you should be watching The Godfather. It's a violation. No matter what you did, then what excuse? You worked 20 hours. You have 1 hour to watch TV, apparently.
He's a liar. You don't have time to watch. You don't have 3 hours.
I don't think it's physically capable. A human being would be physically capable of working 20-hour days and getting that little sleep.
For that many years. He said he did it for years.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You call it blind.
Unless you own a restaurant and you're there all the time. I can see people doing that.
Right, but all those people have offices where they can pop in the Godfather for a few minutes.
You're not like, if you're in a restaurant, you're not like on your feet 20 hours a day. You're not already boot going it.
Right.
For 20 hours a day.
20 hours a day.
For years. And why have three homes if you can never go to them because you work 20 hours a day? Just have one home.
Isn't that illegal?
You don't need three. You don't need three homes.
I think you embellished it. I sent you to Central Grocery.
Yes, that was it.
That's where I sent you.
And it was excellent.
For the muffaletta, yes. All right, Steve is going to be next. But Steve, we got a break. So we'll break, we'll come back. We'll talk to Steve. We'll talk to a lot of people who want to talk about this game. It's a football Friday right here on the Mike Mussinelli Show. And don't forget, the keyword is coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to give you a keyword, chance for you to win $1,000. That's coming up shortly right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.348, Mike Mussinelli Show, 4 o'clock coming up, 5K day, big green giveaway, and don't forget about the Fanatic Birds Pep Rally and Watch Party this Sunday. Yes, this Sunday, you can watch the game live from Sugar House Casino. Pep Rally starts at 4 o'clock, Devon Givens, Bob Cooney, hosting the pregame show until kickoff, and then at 4:40, the official 97.5 Fanatic Watch Party with Andrew Satrunas, Bob Cooney, and Tyrone Johnson. Coming out there. You can watch the game on the Fishtown Hops huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite, $12 Miller Lite buckets, plenty of free parking. Fishtown Hops, check it out. Philly loves a winner. This is also Football Friday, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, Power of Justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Brian Westbrook will join us also in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's go to Steve in Bristolboro. What's up, Steve?
Michael.
How are you, Steve?
How's it going, everybody?
Good,
Mike,
man.
Real quick,
Your brother John delivered my first son 20 years ago.
Wow.
When he was on Mill Street, he had his little office there.
Yes, I do remember that.
And my mom grew up with him. I'm not sure if you hung out with them, but my mom used to hang out with your brother years ago. Her name was Mary Ann Russo.
I'm familiar with the last name, but I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah, we were from Third Eye. Anyway, we're sports people. Like your buddy John Paul Adamson has said how he's not allowed to call in no more or something because he disagreed. But real quick, Mike, my thing is I've been listening to the show, and everybody's taught. Now, listen, it's like religion. I was born an Eagles fan. Whether it's right or wrong, you're still an Eagles fan. It's like you're Catholic. You were born Catholic. You stay Catholic. Majority of us.
Yes.
So I'm an Eagles fan to the end.
Uh-huh.
But the game that I saw last week, our beloved Eagles did not win. Chicago lost. Although they fought it out, I get it. But they let that kid, number 29, what's his name, Robinson? He had like two or three major plays where he bid on a double move. The guy got behind him.
Maddox.
Right?
Maddox.
Okay. Then the next time where they needed yards for the field goal, the kid let him get behind him again, and they moved up, and, you know, they were in field goal range. And the other thing is, if they got one of the most dangerous
The Eagles won the game. What do you mean Chicago lost it? Chicago didn't lose it. The Eagles had to come down the field and score a touchdown.
Yeah, but we gave up so many things, though.
Who cares? I don't understand it. What do you mean Chicago lost it? The Eagles didn't win it. The Eagles had the drive that won the game. Now, if the Bears had gone down and won the game, then they would have earned it. They didn't earn it. They didn't lose it. The Eagles took it from them. Come on, man.
It's silly.
It's a homie, too.
That guy might be a bit of, I know he's a homie, but maybe in the last 20 years since your brother blessed him, he's got his fraud level has risen very quickly.
Delivered one of his kids.
I know, and now look at him. Get it together.
My brother delivered a lot of kids.
Is he still practicing?
He's not doing the obstetrics anymore.
Okay, got out of it.
But he probably, I don't know, how many babies did he deliver in a lifetime of being an obstetrician?
How long did he do it for?
40 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Maybe 35, maybe, I don't know.
Probably thousands of children.
Let's say 35. He probably did it.
At least 5 a year.
Oh, more than 5 years, right?
More than that.
Yeah, 20 a year.
Probably 20 a year for 35 years. That's 700 babies.
Yeah, it's probably more than that. He probably delivered more than that. So I think at 1,000, he got a set of steak knives. Let's go to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Well, you need to tell Steve 5 years from now that last week's going to show up as a W.
Get his rationale. Maddox made some bad plays. They didn't lose the game for the Eagles. You know?
Both teams are trying to win. We got the W. But I feel real good about this game coming up because special teams have been real good all year, and if they play up to that capability this week, and then the offensive line is going to give us time to pass and run, and I do think this long pass will be there, but what I'm really excited about is time of possession. Keep the ball away from Breeze, and their offense can do that.
Yeah, well, I hope they can do it. You know, to do that, you would think they would need a running game to do it. We talked about early, the Saints are susceptible to the long pass. So they may have to chunk yardage this team instead of nickel and diming them down the field. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That short passing game is the new running game for a lot of NFL teams now.
Yeah, but the Saints have really defended against that. So where they don't defend is the pass down the field. They ranked last in the NFL in defending deep passes.
And I think with the Saints' defense and our offensive line, it's going to give him time to open up and throw deep. And
I hope so, because you're right. They're going to have to protect if he's going to throw the ball down the field.
Mike, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
As just watching on TV, I'm not able to make it over to Philly to the games, but it seems to me that we're not able to make adjustments until after halftime. There's so many games that I see teams burning us on different things. Mm-hmm. And then after the half.
Yeah, a lot of teams are that way, though, Dave. If you look at the history of the NFL, like a team will hold sway and be successful. It's tough to make the adjustments on the fly when you got time to talk about it and show people what you're going to do in the second half. It's pretty common.
Well, they do make good adjustments after half.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Good coaching staffs usually do. So I think the Eagles have really come together as a coaching staff. I mean, how long ago was it? Like a month? We were starting to doubt the great Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I still don't know about Groh, but can't let him go now.
This is Coach Peterson.
I was done today with the 300
James Cheap.
You're just doing free advertising for them.
I know. I'm just, you know, it's not meant to be, you know. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, 4 o'clock hour. Brian Westbrook joins us right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.